The North Carolina Board of Elections voted unanimously Thursday to order a new election in the 9th Congressional District. The decision came after a dramatic concession by the GOP candidate in the disputed race. Rusty Jacobs reports.
Republican Mark Harris spent the morning Thursday trying to explain why he didn't heed his own son's warnings about hiring a shady political operative for his 2018 congressional campaign. Harris described his understanding of McCrae Dowless's absentee by mail program like this.
That it was primarily focused on hiring individuals to go out and solicit, knock on doors, talk to people about getting an absentee ballot request form.
Harris was considering hiring Dowless because of how effective he was at helping Todd Johnson, the third-place finisher in 2016's GOP primary. Harris lost that close race to Robert Pittenger, but Johnson took almost all of Bladen County's absentee-by-mail votes, thanks to Dowless. Under subpoena Wednesday, Harris's son John testified he concluded Dowless engaged in unlawful ballot tampering. So when his dad was thinking of hiring Dowless, he sent an email in April of 2017 citing a statute that classified collecting absentee ballots as a felony. But his father insisted in his testimony Thursday that he didn't think his son's warnings were that serious.
I'm his dad, and I know he's a little judgmental and has a little taste of arrogance.
Harris went ahead and hired McCrae Dowless. After all, Harris testified, Dowless came highly recommended by respected businessmen and political figures in Bladen County and ex-Judge Marion Warren, who became director of the state's administrative office of the courts.
And he went on to explain to me that McCrae was a good old boy from Bladen County, that he had been there most all of his life.
What Dowless was actually doing became clear in testimony earlier this week. Lisa Britt detailed how Dowless paid her and others to illegally collect batches of absentee ballots, at times unsealed, not properly witnessed, and not completely filled, and deliver them to him. She also testified that just last week, Dowless had urged her to lie on the stand. Britt is Dowless's former stepdaughter. Attorney David Friedman represents Mark Harris.
It just became clear. It was like the more the case went on, it was difficult to see how anyone could have confidence in the election.
Still, Mark Harris took the stand on Thursday and tried to mount a defense of himself and his campaign. When asked whether he knew that the PAC through which he initially paid McCrae Dowless was prohibited by law from coordinating with a candidate, he said simply,
"No, I was not aware of that."
But by the afternoon, Harris knew it was time to throw in the towel.
Neither I nor any of the leadership of my campaign were aware of or condoned the improper activities that had been testified to in this hearing. Through the testimony I've listened to over the past 3 days, I believe a new election should be called.
It was a stunning turnaround. Attorney Mark Elias represents Democrat Dan McCready, who trailed Harris by fewer than 1,000 votes.
The ultimate takeaway for 9th District voters is that there was a massive election fraud scheme that deprived them of an honest and fair election.
The five members of the Board of Elections clearly agreed and ordered a new election. Board Chairman Bob Cordell said things have to change.
Well, it was kind of scary if you're anybody that likes elections, because what they were doing down in Bladen County was wrong. It was illegal, and it was almost a crime family down there.
No timeline or date has been set yet on the election, and it's not yet clear whether the race will start with a primary or go right into a general election. Democrat Dan McCready almost immediately tweeted that he was ready to start a new campaign. Mark Harris and his attorneys have not said whether he will run. Rusty Jacobs, North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.